Welcome to Jean and Mike do the New York Times crossword.
Hi, I'm Jean.
And I'm Mike. And today we are doing the crossword for Sunday, April 24th, 2022. So, did you do this crossword?
I did this crossword.
Wow. I'm in awe. All by your lonesome?
All by my lonesome.
Wow. How long?
57:50.
Right. I did it in 2 hours, 47 minutes, and 51 seconds.
I don't think I could spend that long on a crossword. I would give up.
Not me.
I could not do that.
The trouble was I spent a lot of it last night when I was somewhat fatigued, and this crossword required every neuron to be in, you know, sort of at its peak.
Yes, it did.
I found it incredibly hard.
Oh.
I couldn't get the theme. So the theme wasn't helping me, and it was just a disaster. But I woke up this morning and I had several areas that were definitely problems. And in the morning, it was a piece of cake.
Oh,
I mean,
wow.
It wasn't a piece of cake, but it was certainly, I'm sure I could not have finished it last night ever. There's just no way. But this morning, just like, oh, I see. So.
It's nothing, amazing what a good night's
a
sleep.
A good night's sleep. You know, when you're doing something that's mental, it helps to be well rested.
Uh-huh.
So you want to talk about this very complicated theme?
Okay. Well, it would have helped me had I looked at the name of the puzzle, because mm-hmm. that really gave away the theme. The name of the puzzle was Magazine Racket. And of course, there is no such thing as a magazine racket, but there is something called the magazine rack. And that was the whole crux of the theme. The answers to the themed clues all were familiar phrases that ended in a word like rack, you know, would rhyme with rack or Rick. And then they added ET at the end. So for example, 23 across, bit of company swag for a genius bar staffer. And that was Apple Jacket. Instead of Apple Jack, Apple Jacket. Or, let's see, the one I think that I finally figured out what was going on was, what was it, 65 across. How much Michael Jordan or Wilt Chamberlain could score hyperbolically. And the answer was like a million buckets.
Mm-hmm.
So, or like a million bucks, but like a million buckets. So that was the whole gist of the theme. Another one that I thought was kind of funny. Today's plans. This is 48 across. Today's plans. Watching someone's kids. And that was sitting on the docket. So, anyway, sort of punny answers, but they all ended in ET.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the theme.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So first of all, let's leap right into 65 across. How much Michael Jordan or Wilt Chamberlain could score hyperbolically? And I had like a million, and I had a B, and I had the Kets, and I thought, oh, they're basketball players. It must be like a million baskets.
Oh, uh-huh.
I don't understand why it's buckets. Is a bucket another? Is that slang for,
yes.
That's slang
mm-hmm.
for basket?
Yes.
See that? And you knew that, didn't you?
I knew that.
Yeah, see, that would have been very helpful to know.
Mm-hmm.
Apple Jacket, I was like, I didn't, that J of Jacket ran into six down. Polka influenced music style, Tejano. Did you know Tejano?
No.
Okay, because I was like,
it what? Might be Tejano if it's like Spanish. I don't know.
That explains
I can't imagine
why I don't know
polka
it.
Influencing something Spanish, but it could have.
But so I had like, first I thought it was like Locket, because I didn't, 24 down, resume speed musically, and I couldn't see it last night, and I was thinking like Aleppo, the city in Syria, but it turned out to be a tempo.
A tempo.
Which made more sense once I got it.
Uh-huh.
Boy, that P of a tempo ran into 43 across, program after undergraduate, after undergrad for some. So I had enough letters that I wrote down postdoc.
Uh-huh.
And then I was looking at him just like, wait a minute, after your undergraduate, you wouldn't immediately do a postdoc.
No.
You'd have to get a PhD first.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, post, and it turned out to be post-bac for baccalaureate.
Yeah.
And there was some discussion as to whether or not that should be spelled with one C or two. But I guess I'm fine spelling it with one C.
Uh-huh.
And that A in post-bac ran into 29 down, one covering plenty of ground. And at first I had sower, S-O-W-E-R, because they'd be walking on the ground sowing. And then I was going for mower, but it turned out to be nomad.
Yes.
And that made more sense.
Much more.
But, I mean, I had to fight everywhere. Everywhere I was just doing it wrong.
Mm.
One across, make a bust, say. I wrote arrest, and it was... Well, if you make a bust, you arrest someone, right?
I guess I
do in my mind, and that turned out to be sculpt.
Right.
I misspelled. Let's see, what was it? King of the Gods in Wagner's Der Ring des Nibelungen. Readers or listeners, I apologize for how I just pronounced that. But anyways, it was Wotan, W-O-T-A-N.
Yes.
I just sort of guessed W-O-T-E-N.
Oh, uh-huh.
But that sort of messed up 28 across. Elements of a Sherlock Holmes sports mystery, Watson and Cricket.
Yes.
Named for, I guess, referring to Watson and Crick, Crick, the DNA discoverers.
Yeah, although, I mean, usually you hear it as Crick and Watson.
Do you?
I do, I think.
Oh, I guess I don't know.
But anyway, Watson and Cricket, yes. Mm-hmm.
I mean, but all of these were, like, tough. I still can't believe how easily you cruise through it.
Well, maybe I'm just smart. Who knows?
I'm pretty sure that's it.
Hard to believe, but sometimes I can be clever.
I think, let's see, 57 minutes versus 2 hours and 47 minutes. I think it's pretty clear who's the smart one here. I don't know, because I really couldn't make any sense of the theme. Those, like, 115 across, city following, or cry, rather, following an electrical malfunction was darn sockets.
Yes.
And I eventually got that, and I'm like, okay, darn sockets. And it didn't register. I had tremendous, tremendous struggles everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think. There were some cute clues. 72 across, the happy companion was Doc.
Right.
I thought that was good.
That was clever, yes.
But there wasn't a whole lot of jokes in here. Mm. And they had one entry, 33 across. This generated enormous anger on Wordplay. Irish blank, popular St. Patrick's Day cocktail was, the answer was car bomb.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, ew, that was not really... well-received by anybody.
Mm-hmm.
I wish they had gone for Edsel, ? Because I thought that would have been cute for a car bomb, if car bomb can in fact be cute.
Isn't it? What is a, do you know what a car bomb is?
Yeah, it's something that, I mean, they're talking, they're, this is, you see, it's a St. Patrick's Day cocktail. It's a reference to, you know, the troubles in Ireland.
Oh.
And so it's really the name Irish car bomb. The person who created that drink regretted that they'd called it that.
Oh.
And it's, I'd
never heard of it.
Yeah, I hadn't either.
Uh-huh.
But there are a lot of people who are very, very, very upset on Wordplay about it.
I bet.
But I don't know. And they were also actually upset about a lot of the clues.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
Like, well, then you shouldn't feel too badly. It sounds like a lot of people maybe struggled with it.
Well, I don't know if they struggled with it. I think they were just angry. Mm. But, you know, I figure this was written by Sam Azursky, And but there's a, you know, when a clue like that sort of sneaks through, there's a whole bunch of other people who read it too.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if they can sort of just dump this all on at him at his feet. But let's see. Did you know 46 across the male voter stereotype beginning in the mid 2010s?
Bernie bro.
You knew that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. Let's see.
Well, I can't say that I could have filled it in without having a few clues, but mm-hmm. I had just a few letters, and I'm like, oh, yeah, Bernie bro.
How about 62 down? Be philanthropic, say.
Do good.
See, I had donate.
Well, that would fit, yes.
And so I had 73 across, focus of the website Brickopedia.
I knew that was Lego.
Well, I had it as Leno, because I was thinking that Jay Leno has cars, and maybe he keeps them in a garage made of bricks.
Oh.
That was my rationalization.
Whoa.
And so I had Leno and Donate for a long time.
Uh-huh.
I'll tell you, I had Wotan with an E for even longer. there were a lot of clues I did not want to give up on.
Uh-huh.
And just... I am astonished that I actually got this in the end.
Uh-huh.
80 across, writers such as Sappho. And I was thinking that had something to do with Lesbos. But it turned out the answer was Odists.
Mm-hmm.
So did you know that?
No.
Okay. 100 across, 100 across, transport on a river. At first I thought barge.
Oh, uh-huh.
That turned out to be canoe.
Right, uh-huh.
And my very last answer, so when I was doing this last night, playwright Edward, I had Edward Elbe, E-L-B-E-E.
Oh.
So that meant that the aphid that produces honeydew was the ent cow.
Oh.
And I looked at it this morning, I thought, I think it's Edward Elbe.
Yes.
And then it's an ant cow, which sounds still strange, but perhaps less strange than an ent cow.
Uh-huh.
And that was my very last answer.
Uh-huh.
So, I don't know. I don't know how many more of these Sunday crosswords like this I can take. but I thought it was okay. I mean, like I said, people can complain about all sorts of different aspects of it.
Uh-huh.
But
I'll have to check that out.
Yeah, it's just like a seething pool of angry people.
Oh my.
And they're all very literate though.
Uh-huh.
So
well, they do the crossword.
They do the crossword. But some people were like, I refuse to do today's crossword.
Uh-huh.
Like, wow.
One thing I was very happy, I 57 across. It was data output denoted by N/A. And mm-hmm. I knew no value. I knew that.
Oh, okay.
So from my many years as a graduate student doing research.
I had to work at that. Mm. Standout in a field was 37 down, and it was icon, and that gave the N of null value.
Mm-hmm.
But for 51 down, it was curb, and I'm sorry, 51 down, the clue was check,
mm-hmm.
and the answer was curb.
Right.
And so for check, I thought, oh, maybe it means that you're looking at someone's ID. And so I had card.
Oh, could have fit, yeah.
Which matched the C and the R, but then card uh-huh. eventually gave way to curb.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Took a long time for me to give up on baskets, I can tell you. Because I was just like, it has to be baskets. It's like they're basketball players.
Uh-huh.
I mean, that really... And then when I sort of... I think I just took out... I left the K-E-T-S... And I took out the A and the S, and then I looked at 53 down, certain college member, which was killing me. It was like, it's starting with an E.
Uh-huh.
What could this possibly be?
Yeah, uh-huh.
And then it was like, oh, electors.
Yes. Uh-huh.
So I always find that I should never fill in anything until I know it's the right answer. Because if I have a blank, I can envision the letters. If there's a letter there, I have to mentally remove the letter and then see the new letter in place.
Uh-huh.
So anyway, easy crossword for you, almost impossible crossword for me.
Well, perhaps Monday will be better.
I hope so. And we'll find out. And so thanks everyone again for listening. Hope you're enjoying these podcasts. Remember, you can always drop us a line, crosswordpodcast@icloud.com. And we will be back again with our cutting-edge analysis of tomorrow's crossword tomorrow.
Bye-bye.